This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 4th of November, and this podcast episode is brought to you by application allow listing software maker Airlock Digital. Security firm Group IB and the cert team of French telecommunications giant Orange have published a report covering a French-speaking cybercrime group named Operola. The group has been linked to the theft of at least $30 million from banks across 15 different countries, with most of the attacks targeting Africa. Rustam Mirkasimov, head of Group IB's threat research in Europe, led the investigation, which started in 2019, and had this to say about the company's work.
In general, the African cybersecurity field is quite young, and organizations are not yet familiar with and fully prepared to face financially motivated persistent threats. At the same time, Africa's continued economic development makes the local financial sector a sweet spot for cybercrime. The attack itself is quite easy and starts with simple phishing email. The final goal is to capture control over computer used by operators of money system, like with installed Swift Alliance access software or other payment gateway. Then, using this access, the hackers transfer money to Mule's account. Operola is confirmed to have stolen at least $11 million, but the actual amount of fraud is believed to be much higher.
Several ransomware incidents were reported this week. In Germany, 75 schools across Bavaria, including 55 schools in Munich alone, have been cut off from their internal databases after a server operated by the Munich Land Province Administration was taken offline by a ransomware attack. Another attack hit a major hospital and research centre in Łódź, Poland's third largest city. According to local media, the attack took down the hospital's entire IT network, forcing doctors to issue prescriptions on paper. Tomographs, magnetic resource imaging, and other computerized testing equipment have also been down since the attack, but officials hope to have everything back up by the end of the week. Jeppesen, a Boeing subsidiary that builds aircraft navigation databases and flight planning applications, has also been affected by a ransomware incident. Two cryptocurrency platforms have reported major losses following security breaches. The first incident impacted cryptocurrency exchange Deribit, which says a threat actor hacked its hot wallet and stole 28 million in tokens. The second incident was reported at DeFi platform Skyward Finance, which confirmed on Wednesday that a hacker exploited vulnerability in its smart contract and stole $3 million worth of cryptocurrency. At the RIPE 85 conference held last week in Belgrade, members of the RIPE organisation, which manages the IP address space of European countries, have decided to impose a temporary freeze on the transfer of Ukrainian IP addresses to new owners. The request to impose this block came from Ukrainian IT companies in areas occupied by the Russian army. The companies say entire IP address blocks have been stolen and illegally transferred to Russian network operators since Russia took control of crucial network servers in occupied territories. Tor Project shared its financial statement for the fiscal year 2020 to 2021, and the organisation says it's been successful in diversifying its revenue sources. The project says US government funding accounted for only 38.17% of its total revenue last year, down from 53% over the previous period. Tor's been trying to reduce the amount of funding it receives from the US government, which at one point was roughly 80 to 90% of its entire revenue stream. Much of that has been replaced in recent years by donations from individuals or private organisations. In government news, Twitter took down 6 bot networks, 5 from China and 1 from Iran, that were trying to sway the discourse around the upcoming US 2022 midterm elections, as well as other geopolitical issues like the Russia-Ukraine war and America's foreign policy on China. Researchers from the Digital Forensic Research Lab and the Stanford Internet Observatory say all 6 networks tried to look like they consisted of Americans and used follow-back practices in an attempt to integrate themselves into Twitter communities on both right and left-leaning US political groups. The campaign wasn't successful. The networks failed to garner any online following or visibility, just more screaming into the void. Microsoft announced yesterday it's extending its pledge to help the Ukrainian government with IT services. Since February this year, Microsoft has hosted the Ukrainian government's IT infrastructure on its Azure cloud service to prevent Russian troops from seizing local servers and the personal data of Ukrainian citizens. So far, Microsoft has provided $300 million of services to Ukraine and has now pledged an additional $100 million this week. The Russian government, meanwhile, is still looking for a Windows replacement following Microsoft's withdrawal. According to Russian news outlet Kommersant, the Russian Ministry of Digital Development has not found a solution yet and is running a survey among the country's biggest IT firms to identify the best replacement OS. The top three replies were all Linux-based operating systems, Astra Linux, Alt OS, and Red OS. Security firm Proofpoint has detected a compromise in the infrastructure of a yet-to-be-named media company. Proofpoint says a threat actor inserted malicious code into this company's infrastructure that served a version of the Sokolish malware on more than 250 major news sites across the US. PyPy, the official package repository of the Python programming language, has suffered from another supply chain attack, according to a report from DevOps security firm Phylum. The company says it found 29 newly published PyPy packages that tried to install a version of the Wasp Stealer on the devices of developers who tried to use any of the malicious libraries. Researchers from cybersecurity firm Syntel One say they've found links between the Blackbuster ransomware operation and the Fin7 cybercrime cartel. In a report last year, Microsoft linked Fin7 to the DarkSide and Black Matter operations as well. This makes Fin7 one of the biggest cybercrime cartels in operation today. Researchers from Abnormal Security say they've discovered a new BEC gang. They've named it Crimson Kingsnake and say they've observed it targeting organisations across the globe by impersonating law firms. The security firm said that based on its investigation, at least some of the actors associated with Crimson Kingsnake may be located in the UK, which is somewhat of a surprise since most BEC gangs typically operate out of West Africa or Eastern Europe. And unfortunately, we have to end today's bulletin with some really bad news. The US Coast Guard announced on Wednesday that it has recovered the body of security researcher Vitaly Kremers. The advanced intelligence CEO went missing on Sunday during a scuba diving trip. Closing today's episode is Daniel Schell, co-founder of Airlock Digital, this week's sponsor, who has a warning for all Mac OS Ventura users about a bug that may be breaking their security tools.
Yeah, so what we've seen is that customers that have upgraded to the latest version of Mac Ventura have found that their endpoint security tools are no longer functioning as they expect. And the reason for this is there's, a bug in this version of Ventura where endpoint security vendors who normally require full disk access as a permission through the endpoint security framework lose this entitlement. But the UI actually shows it still has the entitlement. But to fix the problem, it's quite simple. What you need to do is revoke that privilege from the application, apply the changes, and then re-grant that privilege. And that should get things up and running again. Some of our customers that have MDM solutions have reported that in some situations, they haven't needed to make any changes, and some of our other customers have found it easier just to redeploy the endpoint sensor to get things back up and running again. So it looks like there's a few options here to get yourself out of trouble. So yeah, this is obviously pretty annoying for end users as well as security vendors, but Apple have said they're going to have a fix for this, so hopefully this fix will apply to all future upgrades so it doesn't become a situation in the first place, but we'll see how that turns out.
That's it for today's show. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this podcast in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.